If you are thinking about getting a divorce, here are 6 things that I think you should consider ahead of time and ways to probably help yourself and your spouse during this time. Number 6 is probably the most important. Before you seriously consider divorce or even look to your spouse as the source of your problems, this is what I want you to consider. Let me know if you would add anything to this list. My name is Danielle. I'm a therapist. Let's get into it. Number 1, you need to rule a lot of other stuff out before you come to the conclusion that your spouse is the problem and that you need to get a divorce and separation. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I just see people jump to that. No. How's your mental health? How are your relationships? How's your physical health? Do you like the way you look when you're in the mirror? Do you like your clothes? Do you like your job? Are you stressed out? What is going on around you that's maybe contributing to your relationship being the problem? Okay, number 2, let me give you a specific example. If you are depressed, you are probably going to feel angry and irritable, tired, low schmecks drive, withdrawn, wanting to isolate, not having fun doing things you used to enjoy. Of course that includes your spouse. Maybe an antidepressant and a psych eval would be a better place to start rather than blaming someone else for all the problems, okay? And 2 things can be true. You can both be depressed and need a divorce. You can both need a new job and be very unhappy with the way that you feel when you look in the mirror, and your spouse can have problems. But blaming it all on that person and jumping into divorce is honestly not advisable, okay? Number 3, let's say that you look at your life. You take a whole, you look at everything and you fix things up. You're like, I don't like my job. I need to get my colors done. I want to feel good in my clothes, whatever. And everything else gets better, but your marriage is still struggling. Well, now you know, you have a pretty good idea that it maybe is your relationship that's the problem, okay? So that, you taking inventory and getting everything else together is going to probably increase the confidence and peace you feel about a divorce if you've ruled everything else out, okay? Trust me, this is some solid advice. Number 4, again, let's say that you do all this and it is your spouse that's the problem. It is your relationship that is unfulfilling. Well, now everything else is kind of going pretty darn well. You have your friends, you have your family, you have your hobbies, you like your job, you feel good in your body, you feel healthy, you like the way you look in the mirror. It's gonna be so much easier to cope with a divorce or separation if you get yourself together. Number 5, sometimes you know that a divorce is imminent. It's kind of only a matter of time, but you're just not ready to do it right now. It doesn't make sense financially, you have young kids, you need to graduate, like who knows what, you gotta get out of debt, you're just not ready emotionally to handle it. You need to wait until some other life changes happen or you move back to be closer with family, who knows what. So rather than looking at your spouse as the problem and going to them for fulfillment, that's just not gonna happen. Get your fulfillment in other areas. All these other things can really help to float you along during a rocky relationship, okay? And number 6, and this is the final one, and I think that this is the most important. You have to ask yourself, are the problems in my relationship fixable? Is this a solvable problem? Or is this something that is not going to change, right? Is this a practical thing? Oh, if he goes to therapy, if he learns coping skills, if she this, if she that, then maybe we can together. Da, da, da. Or is it not fixable? That's a hard question to ask yourself. Number 2, how likely is the problem to get fixed if it is fixable? Okay, so let's say it's fixable, that there's a scheduling issue and someone's projecting their childhood trauma onto you, someone keeps shutting down during conflict. I'd say a lot of that's fixable. How likely is it to be fixed? What are you willing to do to work on it? And what is your spouse willing to do? Because maybe you can see the writing on the wall. You see that this isn't going well. If things don't change, it's gonna end in divorce. And you're willing to change it to make it better, but your spouse is not. And you're warning and you're warning, and year after year, you're like, hey, 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 let's work on this. Are you okay? Are you awake? Are you alive? Let's work on this. If they don't want to change, there's nothing you can do about it because it takes 2 people, okay? So if you've worked on all of that, if you've done all of that, that's when I think you can really confidently dissolve a marriage and let it run its course. And of course, this advice is speaking towards people that have privilege, that have some resources available, okay, and that they're not in like imminent danger. So I understand that this advice might not apply to everyone, but I hope that if you're in this situation or if you know somebody that's in this situation, that you can share this video with them or save it to come back to it, because I really think it's very solid advice. Let me know if you would add anything to this list and follow me for more advice on this. Let's get into it.